This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 17th of June. The general synopsis at 18000. High, Plymouth at 1029, expected Seoul 1028 by 18000 on Tuesday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, south 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 later, rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. North Utsira, south Utsira, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, then veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, veering northwest later in Fisher, 3 to 5. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Humber, Thames, Dover. South or southwest 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 3 or less, becoming west or northwest 3 or 4 later. Fog patches in White and Portland, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in White and Portland. Biscay. North or northeast 3 to 5, fair, good. Trafalgar. Cyclonic 5 to 7 at first in southeast, otherwise northerly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers at first in far southeast, fog patches later in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in east. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. North Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Seoul, southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Irish Sea, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, rain then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. West or southwest 4 to 6, decreasing 2 or 3 for a time in Malin. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming west 3 to 5, backing southwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in southeast Iceland. Rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, southwest 5, rain 1.5 miles, 1017, falling more slowly. Stornoway, south, southwest 4, slight rain, 1.5 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Lerwick, south 3, slight rain, 100 metres, 1014, falling slowly. Wick Automatic, southwest by south 4, 12 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Aberdeen, south 3, 14 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Lucas, south southwest 2, 15 miles, 1019, falling more slowly. Boomer, southwest 4, 22 miles, 1021, now falling. Bridlington, southeast 1, 1023, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south, southwest, 4, 11 miles, 1028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 1, 2 miles, 1,028. Jersey, northeast by north 3, 12 miles, 1,028, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, west by south 3, 5 miles, 1,028. Scilly automatic, west southwest 1, 9 miles, 1,028, now rising. Milford Haven, southwest by west 2, 19 miles, 1,027, steady. Aberporth, southwest by south 3, 24 miles, 1,027, now falling. Valley, south 5, 6 miles, 1,025, now falling. Liverpool Crosby, southwest 5, 16 miles, 1,025, rising slowly. Valentia, south by west 4, 9 miles, 1,024, now rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 3, mist 4 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by west 4, 13 miles, 1,018, falling slowly. Macrihenish automatic, east southeast 3, 15 miles, 1,020, falling more slowly. And finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation during tonight and Tuesday, an Atlantic frontal system will bring strong winds and rain or drizzle, followed by showers to northern and western areas. In the south and east, high pressure will continue to bring settled conditions with only light or moderate breezes. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, veering westerly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 or 3 for a time. Rain or drizzle at times, then showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. South or southwest 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then west 4 to 6 later, occasional rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or southwest 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 2 or 3, becoming southwesterly 3 or 4, veering northwesterly 2 to 4 later, fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 2 to 4 later, fair, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 2 to 4 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in Bristol Channel and 7 estuary, decreasing 2 at times elsewhere, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate later. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in north, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle for a time, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering west or northwest 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate in south and poor in north. Isle of Man, south or southwest 5 or 6, decreasing 3 to 5, then veering north or northwest 2 to 4 later, rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally poor for a time. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, south or southwest, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, occasional rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Occasional rain or drizzle for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, south or southwest 4 to 6, veering west 2 to 4, backing southwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or drizzle, then showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southwest 5 or 6, veering west or northwest 3 or 4, then backing west. Rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Shetland Isles, south or southwest, veering west or northwest 4 to 6. Rain, then fair, then showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
It's midnight GMT. This is Andrew Peach with Business Matters from the BBC. Today we're live in Pakistan and the US. At a G7 summit set to be dominated by the Middle East, President Trump says Iran is losing to Israel and should negotiate. And there's also talk of you-know-what.
I'm a tariff person. It's simple, it's easy, it's precise. I think Mark has a more complex idea, but also very good.
The World Bank says less money is being invested in developing countries. I'll ask one of its economists why that matters. And how people in countries like Portugal and Spain say they're being priced out of their own communities by too many tourists.
Over the past 20 years, we have grown in 320,000 new residents. 70% of them were non-Spanish born.
First, the BBC News.
With the BBC News, I'm Tom Dewsbury. Hello. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said the military campaign against Iran is changing the Middle East as the Israeli military hit more targets in Tehran, including the state broadcaster. He told a news conference that Iranians were seeing that the regime was weaker than they thought.
We have eliminated Iran's security leadership, including three chiefs of staff, the commander of their air force, two heads of intelligence services, the army and the Revolutionary Guards. We have struck their chief of operations. We are eliminating them, one after the other. And our hand can still reach further.
Mr. Netanyahu's comments came amid reports of more exchanges of fire, as well as the temporary disruption of Iranian TV. Israel said it had destroyed two Iranian fighter jets. The White House says President Trump's leaving the G7 summit in Canada early. His spokesperson said he'd leave after dinner because of what's going on in the Middle East. A little earlier on social media, Mr. Trump urged everyone to evacuate from Tehran, but gave no further details. Separately, it's emerged that the US is deploying additional military resources to the region. The Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, said he wanted to reinforce the US military's defensive positions in the Middle East. As well as events in the Middle East, trade and the impact of President Trump's tariff policies have been high on the agenda at the G7 summit. In a move welcomed by both sides, President Trump and the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced that the trade deal reached last month had now been finalised and signed. Here's our political editor, Chris Mason.
Amid the tariff turbulence from the White House, a certain triumph up to a point for Downing Street. The aerospace industry will see tariffs removed completely. There'll be a 10% tariff on the car industry. President Trump claimed the deal would produce a lot of jobs, a lot of income, as he put it. One wrinkle is while UK government officials point out that Britain is